Morkatan, Perik Beis, Mishnah Dalet, 2-4, and now we discuss the prohibition of doing commerce, commercial activities, buying and selling on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah says, Ein lokchin batim avadim uveheima. One may not purchase houses, slaves, or livestock, el letzorach HaMoed, unless he needs those things for the Moed. For some reason, he needs this animal to eat on Chol HaMoed, he needs the slaves to do some work that has to be done on the Moed, whatever that means. Same goes to the house. He needs to put someone up in a house. He has no choice, whatever that would mean. Then it would be permitted on Chol HaMoed. Alternatively, O Litzorach HaMocher, or if it's for the sake of the seller, She'ein lo ma yochal, that the person who's trying to sell this cow has no money and can't buy the food he needs and the supplies he needs to enjoy Yom Tov, he may sell it, the cow, to you so he can get money. And you may purchase it even though you don't need the cow. So, in other words, if either you need the cow for your Chol HaMoed purposes, you may buy it from the salesman. Or, even if you don't need it, but he needs to sell something to get some assets, to get some cash to purchase what he needs for Chol HaMoed, you may buy from him even though you don't need it. Both those things are permitted. And you recall, I'd said in the introduction that hiring a worker and similar, he received doing business with someone who has no money to enjoy the Yom Tov is permitted on Chol HaMoed. The reason why these particular cases are used, these examples of houses, slaves, and animals, but it applies to all commercial activity, is these things are typically sold by way of like a public announcement and like an auction of sorts. And the idea is that it's a public affair when people are buying something, homes or slaves or livestock. And the point is it's still permitted, even though there's, you know, it doesn't look essentially great for people taking Chol HaMoed seriously and enjoying the Moed. Nevertheless, it is permitted in scenarios where it's permitted, like we just said before. To the extent it could be done, but sinna, privately though, one ought to do it that way, in a little more discreet way to not bring attention to the fact that people are doing commercial activity on Chol HaMoed. Now the Mishnah continues on and says, Ein mefanin mebayis labayis. One can't empty out his house of, let's say, furniture and stuff, moving things from one house to another house. If it would mean he would have to traverse the Rishus HaRabim, the point is, Chol HaMoed doesn't have time to move house or move furniture around, because it's also Tircha Merubah, it's a lot of work. But avol mefana hu lechatzero, you could move stuff out of your house into your chatzer, meaning you're not traversing the Rishus HaRabim, but into your own chatzer, or even from your house to another house through the chatzer, and would be permitted. So I don't know what it means. If somebody needs to borrow a bed, you can move the bed out, or you need space to whatever, have lunch, you can move the beds out, have space there, and so on and so forth, that would be okay, but not to schlep the breads or other stuff through the Rishus HaRabim, because it looks like you're doing a lot of work, and it's a violation of the spirit of keeping, I'm not doing work on Chol HaMoed. The truth is, however, if you needed the particular thing for Chol HaMoed purposes, I don't know, someone needed a bed to sleep on your Chol HaMoed, you could actually indeed carry a bed also through the Rishus HaRabim, if need be, if that was for Tzorach HaMoed. Okay. Ein mevi'in kelim mebeis ha'oman. You can't take your utensils from the workshop of the craftsman. The idea is that, let's say, for example, your iron broke before Chol HaMoed, before Yom Tov. You brought an iron in to be fixed. Now, your iron is fixed and ready, and you want to go pick it up during Chol HaMoed. You may not, just to pick it up. The reason why is because people will see you picking up an iron from the craftsman's workshop, and they'll think, oh, he was fixing your iron in Chol HaMoed. That, of course, is forbidden. That would make him look bad, and therefore we don't do it. However, im choshesh lahem, if you're afraid that if you leave your utensils like your iron in the workshop, it's going to get stolen, let's say, then mifan lechatzar acheres, you are allowed to move it out of the workshop to another place, the closest by safe place you can move it to ensure you don't incur a davar avid, some irreparable loss of losing your utensil, which is being kept in an unsafe, unguarded workshop. So you could move it out. And that being the case, the truth is, again, you want to do it sort of as least open way as possible, but the bottom line is, if you need those utensils if it's not safe, you can move them when they have to go to, even if it means through the Rishus HaRabim need be. And furthermore, if you needed those utensils on Chol HaMoed, for whatever reason, Yutaka would be allowed to take them then from the workshop, just then do it, but sinna, do it as discreetly as possible.